Hello and welcome to the Dungeon Plunger Podcast. My name is Jason Weeb, and this is the show in which I, a real-life janitor and dungeon master, teaches you how to plunge in and run a better Dungeons & Dragons game. So without further ado, let's plunge into this week's episode. So, the question is, who am I, and why should you give a shit? Well, my name is Jason, as I said, and I've been playing D&D of some variation for about 28 years now. I started at the tail end of second edition of D&D, and I played a bunch of different games, like Call of Cthulhu, Legend of the Five Rings, Deadlands, but my Dungeon Master career really took off, and my love for the game really took off during the release of Dungeons & Dragons 3rd Edition. I would later go on to play Pathfinder, and I played a little bit of 4E, and then I kind of took a hiatus until about 2016 when I got back into the game with D&D 5E. These days I tend to play a little bit more rules light games. Some call them old school. I call them Stars Without Numbers. In fact, all the Without Numbers games by Kevin Crawford is really good. I've played Cyberpunk Red, Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition, the new version of Delta Green, Old School Essentials, and Shadow Dark is really my jam these days. That is the game that I've introduced a bunch of new groups of players, brand new to role playing, and I've had great success with that. So why does this matter? Well, first of all, I have a lot of experience playing and running a lot of games, just a few that I've named above. And you know, I've had good times and I've had bad times. And, you know, I know what works for me when I run a game. And you know what? I think that maybe some of these things might just work for you in running your own games. But ultimately, every game master is going to have to make a decision about what it is that works for them and, you know, create a game that cleaves to their style of playing. So why would I call my channel or my podcast The Dungeon Plunger? Well, there's a few reasons, to be honest. Number one, as I've already alluded to, I am in fact a janitor. I have done this job for way longer than I would have liked to have admitted to, but I have been in the trenches. And you know what? When you have the skills to pay the bills, that is what you do. Second of all, we plunge into dungeons as Dungeons & Dragons players. That's what we do. And sometimes those dungeons are sewers. And sometimes in those sewers, there are mimics that look like toilets, you know? And you should be aware that if you find a toilet in a dungeon, that, you know, that may just in fact be a mimic. Okay, so what's the deal with the podcast? Why bother having a podcast? Everybody and their dog has a podcast. Why do we need one more? Well, you know what? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. And then we're gonna have a little bit of story time right here, and I'm gonna fill you in on the deets. All right. So, once upon a time, when Dungeon Plunger here was just a wee lad, probably in his early teens, there was a movie called Pump Up the Volume, starring the then heartthrob Christian Slater, basically the Ryan Reynolds of his day, And he did a movie called Pump Up the Volume. I had that on VHS and I watched the living crap out of it. I loved that movie. It was one of the many movies that I loved, along with Under Siege. Those who know, they know. Okay? Had nothing to do with Steven Seagal. But the thing about Pump Up the Volume was, is that essentially the character, the titular character, maybe not titular, but the Christian Slater character is a young teen in a high school, and he secretly has a pirate radio station. And I was just enthralled with this. I was like, damn, one day when I grow up, in fact, even before I grow up, I want to be a DJ on a pirate radio station. And, you know, when I brought that up, some people were like, hey, why does it have to be a pirate radio station? Why can't you just do a regular radio station DJ job? And I was like, that is lame, and I am not doing that. Down the line, I did, in fact, try to get into radio. Nothing serious, but yeah, that nothing ever became of that. And so the dream lay fallow. And you know what? My sweet, sweet podcasting voice, my sweet radio voice never made it on the air. And you know what? That quite frankly is a shame. And you know, I'm taking 2025 to correct that error. Okay. I mean, the idea of a pirate radio station today is kind of weird because when everybody can have access to the internet, whether you're making a YouTube channel or a podcast, I mean, there's no reason for a pirate radio station. I guess maybe if you wanted to play music that, you know, you didn't want to pay the rights for. But whatever. Maybe you're just a rebel, you know? Anyway. Is it really worth going to jail for? Is it really worth the FCC coming down on you? I mean, we don't have the FCC in Canada, but you know, I'm pretty sure that there's something in Canada where they would send somebody after you. Anyway, fast forward many years, okay? And eventually I meet Che Webster, the host of Roleplay Rescue. I love Roleplay Rescue. If you're listening to this and you have not listened to Roleplay Rescue, do yourself a favor. Pause right now. Download it. Listen to it. Binge it. Become it. Okay? Roleplay Rescue, quite frankly, one of my favorite role-playing shows ever. Okay? So I did an interview on his show. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed myself. Che is a excellent host, and you know, it was quite nice of him to like put up with me blathering. But the bug kind of bit. And then not long after that aired, Carl Rodriguez, quite possibly Robert Rodriguez's cousin, I don't know, he's not telling anybody, but for all we know, they could be related. Some people might be like, dude, that is a common name. There are many Rodriguezes. They are not all related. Well, I'm telling you, Carl has a secret and he's not letting anybody know. But anyway, Carl Rodriguez has his own podcast called The GMologist Presents. It is also a YouTube channel. It's great. I love it. He heard and he was like, bruh, I need you to come on my show. I need you to talk to me and fill me with your wisdom. That is not exactly what he said, but I am paraphrasing, okay? So we got on the show. I had a great time. We did a lot of chit chat. And I was like, you know what? Both of these guys said, hey, you know, you seem like you know, you'd be a good fit for doing this podcasting thing. You should do it. And I was like, you know what? Gosh darn it. I'm gonna do it. I am going to do the podcast thing. And you know, I have a little bit of reluctance because, hey, it's work. Like, you know, anything. But you know what? I went out and I did a little bit of research. I got onto YouTube and I asked a bunch of questions, and immediately I was bombarded. Oh, if you're going to do a podcast, you need to, you know, have a YouTube channel, and you need to, like, get this kind of lighting, and you need this kind of microphone, and you need this kind of audio, and you need this and that, and oh my God. I just felt completely overwhelmed. And I was, you know, I got a microphone, and I, you know, I got some of the stuff. And then time passed. And guess what? No podcast. What's up with that, dude? You know? So I said, okay, enough is enough. What is the problem here? Let's just do this. Let's just make it happen. It's not going to sound great. It's not going to look pretty. It's not going to be as polished as some of these other podcasts out there. But you know what? That's normal, because you know what? I've never done a podcast before. In fact, this podcast is the best podcast that I have ever done. And that is because it is, in fact, the only podcast I've ever done. And that's okay, because this is how we get better: by starting, by doing, by practicing. And that is basically at the core of what I wanted to talk about today. Okay. This idea of being a game master, it's about just doing it. You see, as game masters, we like to search for the perfect system. We like to customize that system. We like to come up with our own classes and our own monsters. We like to read this book and that book and get this doodad, get miniatures, paint them, get the terrain set up, you know, put on some mood music and candles and just, you know, really romance our players. Because if we don't romance them, then they're going to see the illusion. They're going to see through us and understand that we suck, that we are not actually good at what we do, and that we have wasted their time. And then they're not going to be our friends anymore. And they're going to go around and they're going to tell people to not be our friends anymore because we suck at being game masters. And you know what? Maybe there are a few shallow people out there that would do that. And quite frankly, there may be people who just don't jive with you, no matter what you do. And that's okay. Here's a little anecdote. Okay. I live in Canada. I live in Quebec. And it is a French-speaking province. All right. Canada has two official languages, French and English. And a good chunk of the people here speak French. But because I came from out of province, I never learned French. And at some point in my life, I decided, okay, look, you know what? If I'm going to spend the rest of my life living in this province, I am going to need to learn this language. Okay, there was a lot of resistance. I did not want to do it. Quite frankly, I didn't think I could do it. Okay. But I ended up going to a school to learn French, and I did it full time. I had gotten laid off from my last job, and that was part of the impetus to go out and make myself better, make myself more attractive and hireable. And I knew that one of the things that I was going to need was French. So the thing about learning French, or any language for that matter, is that you need to put yourself out there. You need to put yourself out on the line. You need to speak the language. And the fact is that you're going to screw it up. You know, you're going to sound like an idiot. And that is what causes people to fail and not make the progress that they need to. Okay? You need to get beyond that fear. You need to be willing to put yourself out there to make the mistakes. And only through that painful experience are you going to be able to learn the language. Now, am I a fluent French speaker? No. Am I a functional French speaker? Yes. It's enough for me to get by at my work and get things done. People can communicate with me. I can communicate with people. And even though my grammar will be off and I will forget verbs or conjugate them poorly or what have you, people genuinely appreciate the effort that I put into speaking the language. And when it comes to game mastering, it's the same thing. Okay, your players will appreciate the effort that you're making. Okay, you need to be willing to put yourself out there and to possibly make mistakes. And quite frankly, you will make mistakes. You're going to read the rules wrong. You're going to read the adventure wrong. You might forget key information to tell the players. You might screw up initiative. I mean, there's 101 billion things that could happen when you're running a game. And you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. And generally speaking, your players will be forgiving of those mistakes. Okay? If they wanted to run a game, they would run the game. But no, you're the one that's running the game, and they enjoy being with you. And, you know, you should be gaming with people who are your friends. And you know, if those people, if your friends are the kind of people that are going to insult you, and, you know, give you a hard time about running the game beyond the, like, friendly ribbing that friends do, then, you know, you shouldn't be gaming with those people, you know. And some people, like I said, are going to slide in and slide out and move on to whatever it is that they want. But you shouldn't be taking that personally, you know. And, you know, so, like, I'm looking at podcasting the same way. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if anybody really knows what they're doing, you know, but I'm going to make the effort, and hopefully, like my dungeon mastering skills, this podcast will improve along with it. The other point in relation to learning a language that I also think applies to so many different things in life is the idea of the learning curve. Okay, so when we first begin to learn a language, okay, you're starting at zero. You don't know anything. And then you're presented with all sorts of stuff. You're presented with these are numbers. These are verbs. These are nouns. This is the way we put these things together. This is how we conjugate them. And you very, very quickly are able to assimilate all that information. You know, some people, different speeds for different folks, but generally speaking, you're going to learn things at a very rapid rate. You're going to go up that hill, and before you know it, you're going to be making simple sentences and communicating simple ideas that you never were capable of doing at the outset of this endeavor. And eventually you're going to get to a point where you're going to plateau. Okay, you're not really learning, or it doesn't feel like you're learning. Okay, you're basically on a level field, and the important thing there is that you're moving forward. Okay, and you know, I think that applies to gaming too. And game mastering is that, you know, you're going to kind of have to just run with it for a bit until miraculously at some point you're going to have an aha moment. Okay. And when you have these aha moments, you're ready to rise again. You're ready to go up the mountain again. And that, you know, on that learning curve. And maybe it won't be as dramatic as that first time when you first started learning things, but you will learn, and you might hit another plateau, and then you're going to have to, like, you know, pump along for a little bit, but eventually, you know, slowly, slowly, incrementally, you're going to get better. You're going to improve. You're going to have those, you know, aha moments where things just fit in together. And, you know, game mastering is like that too. You know, you're going to have to run a bunch of games and sort of be like, damn, man, Like, how come I'm not improving here? How come this isn't doing what I want it to do? And then somehow things are going to click and you're going to be like, oh, okay, you know, I was reading the manual, I was reading the player's handbook or the Dungeon Master's Guide, and all of a sudden I like saw a paragraph that I'd never seen before, and you know, something clicks into place, or your players say something and it clicks into place, or you're, you know, watching a YouTube video or whatever it is, right? But inevitably you're going to have that aha moment and level up your game mastering abilities. So the thing is that you got to be willing to put yourself out there and stick with it. And ultimately, that starts with just doing it. You know, that whole Shia LaBeouf, just do it! Do it! I don't know if you've ever seen that, but you got to look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious. Anyway, that is all I wanted to talk about today. I really look forward to doing more episodes. I'm going to try to put out one a week. We will see how that goes. I don't know. That might not be realistic. In the meantime, I wanted to thank everybody for listening. I would love it if you guys would call in. I have a SpeakPipe, which I will, you can call into the show. I can play your messages and I can respond to you. And that will be found in the show notes. Also, you could send me a message at via email at dungeonplunger@gmail.com. And that's dungeon and plunger, all in one word. I can read your email if you want, or whatever. But I would love to hear from you regardless. Not everybody's comfortable calling in. Eventually, I plan to have a YouTube channel. I would like to do I would like to have the show, available both on both mediums. But really, what I'm hoping for is to do some solo play where you can watch it if that's your jam. Matt Jackson was really like a big inspiration for me. And so I kind of want to, do what he's doing. Also, great YouTube channel, great dude. If you're not aware of who he is, you should be turning me off immediately and looking him up. I will also put that into the show notes along with Roleplay Rescue and The GMologist Presents. So, without further ado, I will leave you all and I wish you a wonderful evening. Day, night, whatever it may be, wherever you may be. And remember, watch out for dungeon toilet mimics. They are a thing, and they are scary. Peace out.